Phone Boy Speaks, episode 47. The Big Game, part 47. All right, today is Super Bowl Sunday, and what can I say? I'm looking forward to it. It's the first time that the 49ers have been in the Super Bowl since 1995. I remember watching Steve Young win that Super Bowl. That was, I think, when he finally got the monkey of Joe Montana off of his back. But even if you're not an NFL fan, it seems that a lot of people, at least in the U.S., watch the Super Bowl because it is the one of the largest rated events as far as, you know, TV ratings go every year, and they sell ads for, you know, $1 million for a 30-second spot or more. I'm sure it's way more than that. So clearly a lot of people watch it. And I was talking to some people this past week. They say, well, you know, I don't watch any other football game but the Super Bowl. And there's something to be said for that, I guess. But the Super Bowl is an interesting phenomenon in and of itself because it seems to go against the theory that baseball in the U.S. is called the national pastime, although clearly if you look at the football ratings and the money, everybody watches football more than they watch baseball. And there's fewer games in the NFL, too, so that's partially why, I guess. When you've got so many baseball games to play, and you know, even their championship series is a best of seven, you know, football with one game, there's definitely a lot of focus on that one game. Of course, I'm obviously rooting for the 49ers this year because I grew up watching the 49ers play, and I think it's going to be a good game for sure. There's definitely a lot of drama. There's lots of media distractions to top the media distraction of the Super Bowl itself, of course. But it's going to be a close game, and there's definitely it's definitely a storied thing with the two brother coaches going up against each other. And you know, what's amazing to me is when you watch the media coverage, they're so gracious toward each other. And yeah, I'm sure they're competitive, and I'm sure they're going to try really hard to beat each other. But you know, at the end of the day, it's family, and at the end of the day, football's just a game, and your family is the thing that's going to matter to you the most. What I find interesting about getting to the Super Bowl is that it's not always the quote-unquote best team that wins. When you look at the standings, so the 49ers were the second-seeded team, which means they were the second-best in the NFC, and then the Baltimore Ravens were the fourth. So, you know, that's, of course, the seeding is based on win-loss records. So, really, the best doesn't always win the most number of games. It's just they happen to win the right games at the right time. You know, getting to the Super Bowl, I guess that's true in a lot of things. You don't always have to win every game, but you have to win the right ones, and you have to be there and be lucky. It's to say it's true in a lot of things. And, you know, I guess even if you don't like football, that you can appreciate great things. And there's a lot of sports that I personally don't watch all that much, but I appreciate people and organizations and things that can persevere, work together, and succeed. And I guess, you know, for me, even though I am a football fan and I definitely like the 49ers, even if the 49ers aren't in the Super Bowl, I like watching it. It's because it's a celebration of that which is good and that which with hard work you can achieve and succeed with anything.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.